Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Vav, and we are on the top of Ayin Vav Ben Aleph, but just 2 minutes on the previous sugya. So yesterday we had the brisa that was brought up related to a Kohen bringing a carbon Omer in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara said that if he's Omer and Makriv the Menachas in Yerushalayim, so then he makes a Shechianu. So who makes the Shechianu? So we saw Rashi in the regular version of Rashi quotes two different pshatim. Either the Kohen that has never brought a carbon mincha before, kagon shehikriv Kohen ze adayim mincha miyamav, or oshehikriv mincha chadasha, or is he giving a new one, kagon mincha saomer. So he says shechianu because this is the new carbon. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, as well as Rashi in Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin, says maybe it means the Bailam that are doing this mitzvah for the first time. So that is someone who makes a shechianu. Tosfos quotes a number of those pshatim, and just to look in the Tosfos for a minute, in the second wide line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, Hayomidu Makriv, so Venira Lafarish, Tosfos says, what is the significance of the fact that the Kohen says the Ashechianu, when he does the Avodah for the first time? Tosfos says, because you have to realize the Kohanim did not do the Avodah that often in the Beis HaMikdash, each Kohen. Venira Lafarish, De Lafisha Hayu Mishmaros Mechadshos, Umischalfos, Pa'amayim Bashana, because we know the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros, and they went twice a year to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Ulakol Mishmara Hayu Batayavos, and for every Mishmar, there were six base avs, six family groups. Nimsa Shlohayim Akriven Elashne Yemen Bashana. So how often was every Kohen Makriv? Twice a year? 2 days a year? He was Makriv. So you gotta learn a lot of Hilchos Kachim for twice a year. But we also learn a lot of Hilchos Megillah for once at 1 day a year. So that's what they had to learn. They had to learn the twice a year, they had to do it. Vizman kavua la makriv lachatzi shana yom echad. And it was vizman kavua for them to be makriv every half a year. Lefichach mevarech hazevach v'amincha shechianu lizman. Because this was like a mitzvah sheba mizman lizman. Because they only did it every 6 months. So it was like lulav and shofar and all the other mitzvahs that we know come to us once a year. So the kohanim that are makriv these karbanos is also, it's as if they are mitzvahs that are ba mizman lazman. So that's why they made a bracha. So you don't have to say, according to like what Rashi says, what did Rashi say? It's the first time a kohen brought a mincha. Or it's the karban ha'omer, which by definition is a new karban. Tosfos says no. Even if it's every 6 months, that itself is considered a mitzvah sheba mizman lazman, and therefore one makes a bercha shechianu. We know there are two types of shechianus. There's the shechianu on a new fruit, new beged, that's focused on the chefsa, and then there's three types of shechianus. Then the shechianu of yantif, on the kedushas hazman, and then there's the shechianu on a mitzvah. Haba Mizman Lazman, the bracha on Megillah, and on Neiros Chanukah, and on Lulav, and on Shofar. Why don't you make a Shechianu Biur Chametz? It's a question discussed by the Poskim. But that is another type of Shechianu. That's the one we're talking about here. A Shechianu Shabam Mizman Lazman. So the question though is, what about mitzvahs that you do a lot of times in your life? What about the first time? Or you could do it a lot of times in your life. So that starts off with the Ramah in Yerodeya. Ramah in Yerodeya in Hilchos Shechita. The Ramah says that the first time, I've never been zochet to do this mitzvah, but it says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chaf Ches, Chayev Levarech Kodem Sheyachase Asher Kedushanim in Mitzvot V'Tzivanu Al Kisui Dam Ba'Ofar, the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, covering the blood. So you have to make before you cover, you have to make the bracha. Haga Ed the Rama Misha Shachat Pama Rishon, someone who makes a does it for the first time, Mivarech Shechianu Al Hakisui. The first time you ever do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, the Ramah says, make a shechianu on that. Avalo ala shechita de mazik lebriya. But not the first time you do shechita. Because it's a mitzvah, but it's still killing an animal. So that's why it's don't make a bracha. Whatever there's a destructive element to a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. That's what they say about biur chametz. You don't make a bracha. One of the reasons. That's why there's no bracha by mechias zechiras amalek. That's various other mitzvahs that are related. But says the Ramah, you make a Shechianu the first time. There are Bir Agra quotes, as it says in Kisui Adam, which we'll get to this summer, in Maseches Chulin, where the mitzvah is. Then he says, Mavarchin, Kamosh Mavarchin, I'll call mitzvah Tzitzis V'sukkah V'chul. But that's the Ramah. So based on this Ramah, the Shaila is, so do you make a bracha, for example, on, do you make a Shechianu the first time you put on tefillin? The first time a child puts on tzitzis when he's 3 years old. Or the first time a woman lights Shabbos candles. Many other mitzvahs, but do you make a shechianu all of these times? So the shach there quotes our Gemara. Menachas ayin heimabez, and he quotes Hayomi to Hevi Raya, Hayomi to Makavi Menachavi Shlaim Omer Shechianu V'yafshar al zeh samchu levarech b'kisui. Maybe this is the mucker of the Ramah to make a Shechianu by kisui. Avot sarach iin lefi zeh amaylum avarchinim b'tzisus b'tfilin v'shar mitzvahs shemischanchem mehen. Says the Shach there in Yerdea. So why isn't there a minute to make Shechianu on all these other mitzvahs? The first time you wear tefillin or tzitzis, peeling shechianu, v'chedeim abrachan shechianu, a kiddushe isha. Hopefully the first and only time a person gets married, you don't make a shechianu. I was once at a wedding when a father married off his youngest child. So he made a shechianu. I don't know if he asked someone, I don't know if he, but anyway, that's what he did. But a regular marriage doesn't get a shechianu. Right, so why not? O nisuel, kiddushin or nisuin, k'mash gazam ha'arik, v'chein al mezuzah. Think about all the mitzvahs we do. What about the first time we put up a mezuzah? Kidua, come on, reishim and reish peites. Ela al karchach, in Musbi says the Shach, svirulei, diafilu b'mitzvah shemischanchim ba, ein mebarchim shechianu, kol she'ein zmana kavua. It must be that if there's no set time at all to the mitzvah, you can do it any day that you want, so then you don't say a shechianu. What about our case? What about our case? So you have to do what Tosfos says the Shach. It's like Kavua Lam Zman, because they only did it twice a year. They only came to the base of Mikdash, when their Mishmar came, even though they could come any day, if they had their own personal carbon to bring, they could bring it. But really, the Kohanim only came twice a year. So that's like a mitzvah Shabbat Mizman Lazman. But it's not like you could do it any day. But any mitzvah that you could do any day, marriage, mezuzah, Ekisi Adam, any of these, the Shach argues on the Ramah. Shach argues on the Ramah. Oh, so Mila Beret Yisrael. So what about Mila Beret Yisrael? So and versus Pidyon HaBen. Or not versus Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, we make a Shechianu. Mila, we make a Shechianu in Eretz Yisrael. It's Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Ramam says to make a Shechianu. That's the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael. And other Bali Tosfos and others say you don't make a Shechianu except by Pidyon HaBen. So what type of Shechianu is that? Right, so you have to say Mila is also not one that you can happen any day because it's not totally on you. It's totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to give an answer for that Rambam. Because I don't think the Rambam quotes Shechianus by other mitzvahs, but this is the Shach. So the Shach and Rov Achronim seem to say you don't make a Shechianu. What about, there is a Taz. The Taz in Hilchos Tzitzis says you do on tefillin. So if you want to be safe, get a new suit, get a new baguette on the first time that one wears tefillin. He says, I'm sorry? Under the chuppah, they get the talus, right? They make Shechianu on the talus because it's a new beggar, not because it's the first time they're wearing a talus, but because they get a new beggar, and that's why they say a Shechianu, right? It's the minhag of some by a marriage. Mikol makom, this is the Taz talking in Simon Chav Gimel. Bein b'tzitzis, bein b'tfilin, yish levarach b'pam rishona, shemavarach aleim Shechianu. K'mo shekasav rama yaradeya, Simon Chav Cheslin, yikisi adam. Uminei l'kol mitzvah she'adam oseh b'pam arish, shemavarach Shechianu. That's the Taz. So machlok is Taz and the Shach. Whether you make Shechianu by mitzvahs, by the first time. So okay, I think the Minhag Olam, for whatever one does, one has this Taz or Shach to rely on, but I think the Minhag in most places is not to make the Bracha. I saw, unless you're Machmer, to try to have something new besides that, I saw the interesting Machlokas, Achronim, what about the first time a woman lights Shabbos candles? What I just said, it's in the Siddur's Beis Yaakov, in Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you gotta search for this. In Dine Erev Shabbos, he has all, in his Siddur, he has all the halachas and hashkafah, he has everything in his Siddur. His whole hashkafah is achayim. You gotta know where to look. That's why his Siddur is, how many pages is this? 400 pages, just on the Siddur. And then he has, I don't know, he has everything in here. Anyway, so in Dine Erev Shabbos, the first, Venir Ali, Shepama Rishon Shemekaimina Mitzvah Mavarchan Shechianu, Vehuadin Lachal Mitzvahs, Kamashakasa Bechiburai, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says Beferish. First time a woman lights Shabbos candles, she makes a Shechianu, just like by all mitzvahs. If you look in the other Achronim, though, it's not so clear. In the Sefer Likra Shabbos, which is all about Hilchas Halakas Neiros, he quotes all of these, this whole discussion, and he quotes the Chassam Sofer that talks about maybe the first time a woman goes to the mikvah before she gets married. Talks about a Shechianu there, because that's one of the three special mitzvahs that a woman does, Nidah Chalal Lachasaner, and then he quotes Talmud of Chassam Sofer, the Tshuva Me'ava, who says not to make a Shechianu Dafka by Halakas Neiros. Okay, either way, this is a big discussion, interesting discussion in the Achronim, and interesting to think about what the differences between each of these mitzvahs are and the uniquenesses of them. why some would get a Shehecheyanu and why some would not get a Shehecheyanu. Okay. We continue now. Top of the Amud. Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah. Kala Menachas. Oh, Bris Milas. Anyana Diyoma. They make a Shehecheyanu. Kala Menachas Teunos. Shlosh Meos Shifa. V'chamesh Meos Beita. Continuing the process of the Karban Mincha. All Minchas are required to have 300 Shifas. Shifa is rubbing together. Right, this is part of the process of getting the shells of the, or the husks of the wheat loose and soft in order to make it easy to thresh and to grind, to go through the whole, entire process. So you have to make it very fine. Menachas have a very high standard. So it needs to be rubbed 300 times, v'chamesh meos beita, and 500 times it needs to be pounded. Shifa ubeita. I didn't see the post could talk about. Does that have to be done biyad? Especially biyad. What if you have a machine that does this? But that is the that's what the Mishnah says. 300 rubbings at 500 poundings, and shifo beita bechitin. It has to, and it's done when it is still chitin, when it is still wheat. Rabbi Yossi Amar Bavatsik. Rabbi Yossi says no. It's even after when it's dough. The dough has to be very smooth, no bumps in it, and that's why it has to be rubbed and banged over and over again. Call part one. Part two, next. Kol menachas ba'os eser eser. All menachas, as we mentioned this before, all come in groups of 10. 10 loaves. 10 loaves, loaves of matzah, loaves of chametz, but all come in 10. Chutz mi lechem apanim, except for the lechem apanim, which we know is 12. V'chaviti kohen gadol, shein bo shtei mesrei, div Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that the lechem apanim and the chavitim of the kohen gadol each are 12. Lechem Apanim has 6 and 6. We know that from the Shulchan being leaving room for 6 in each column, and the Chavitei Kohen Gadol as well. Remember the Rambam and the Ravid. We discussed in the past the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. How do you offer the 12 loaves of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol? The Rambam says that you bake them all, you split all of them in half, and you makar of half of them in the morning and half of them in the afternoon. And the rest of the Rambam Shita. If the Ravid says, I don't understand what the Rambam is talking about, the Ravid says, no, you take 6 whole loaves and you makar of them in the morning, and 6 whole loaves and makar of them in the afternoon. Got an email recently from someone, so what do they do in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, that's one of those questions that, you know, what tefillin did Rashi's father wear? Right, so that's the, you know, it's a machlokas, whatever, something in the Masorah that is lacking. But, right, these Tanoim were arguing soon after, or right after the Beis HaMikdash. What did they, Bisman Bayesheni? But either way, that is a machlokas. Meheri Banim Beis HaMikdash will figure out exactly what will be done. It could be at different stages that there was the Rabim was different also. So I don't know, did it ever switch? Never switch? Interesting question. Okay. Anyways, there were 12 lechem apanims and 12 chavite kohen gadols. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir Omer kulan bo shtei mesrei chutz. Michalos Todav and Aziris, the opposite. The mayor says that all minchas came 12, except for the Todas and Naziris, which are 10-10. In other words, as we'll see in the Gemara, in the case of Chavite Kohen Gadol and Lechem Apanim, the Torah says 12. In the case of Toda and by extension Aziris, it says 10. What about all the other ones? It doesn't say. So are all the other ones compared to the 10s, or are they compared to the 12s? Right, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Okay, Gemara. Tana, Shaf Achas, Bo'et Shtayim, Shaf Shtayim, Bo'et Shalosh. What was the process? How was it done? The rubbing and the beating and the pounding. So you did 1, 2, 2, 3. 1, 2, 2, 3. 1, 2, 2, 3. Until you got all the way up till 300 and 500. That's what it was. 1 rubbing and 2 poundings, and then 1, and then 2 poundings and 2 rubbings and 3 poundings. Okay, that was what was needed to be done, in order to make it very fine. Ba'i Rebbe Yirmiya, Amtuye Va'asuye Chad, Odilma Amtuye Va'asuye Trey. When we say back and forth, a rubbing, is back and forth considered 1 rubbing? Or back and forth considered 2 rubbing? When we go 1, 2. So is that considered 1 or 2? So that is my teku, so we don't know what the requirement is. We will have to ask if the rubbing's back and forth. See on the side, this comes up in Nida and in Bava Kama by other cases where you have to do type of rubbing. Right? Nida, when you check if a kesem is a dam or something else, also rubbings are involved with the Sheva Samamanim, so whether going back and forth is considered one or two, so that is teku. Shiva bita b'chit. Then Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Patzek, sibay lahu. When Rabbi Yossi says it has to be done in the dough, bibatzek v'lo b'chitin, does it have to be done in the dough and not as wheat? Odil ma'af b'batzek. Or as Rabbi Yossi Shita says, that it has to be done again. It has to be done both as grains, as wheat, and also as dough. So Toshma, so we learned it a Braisa, in a Tosefta. Tosefta, excuse me, the Tanya. Shifa bita bechitin, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shifa be, see on the side, we have another gear, says Shifa bechitin ubeita bebatzek. Or Shifa bita bebatzek. Either way, some language that the Gemara assumes is bedafka. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says only by dough and not by the chitim themselves. Next. Kolomenachas bos. The chulu, they all come in tens, except for the lechem apanim and the chavidik gadol, which comes in the groups of 12. So lechem apanim behed yiksiv be. So the Gemara says by lechem apanim, it says it explicitly that it needs 12. Chavidik kohen gadol as yichuka chukam lechem apanim, and chavidik kohen gadol, you learn gzeir shava from lechem apanim. What about all other minachos? What else is 12? There is a Kabbalistic minhag from the Arizal to have 12 chalas on Shabbos. That's connected to lechem apanim. So I have 12 chalas. There's a gra that I like to mention, that we mention whenever we talk about lechem mishnah, when the gra says there's never a machlokas between nigla and nistar. That's what the gra says. So the question is, the gra was asked, What about lechem mishnah? Because the Arizal says that you have to have 12 challahs, while it says in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Tes, that you have to do what? Right? Lechem mishnah. Right? But say al shtei kikaros. Two. Is it two? Is it 12? So that's the machlokas they asked, that's the question they asked the Gra. So the Gra answered that the next line of the Gemara there in Brachas, Lamed Tes, also in Shabbos, in Kol Kisvei, the Gemara says that Rav Ashi, I think it was Rav Zera, I didn't forget, Botsa Akula Sherusa. He was Botsaya Akula Sherusa. What does that phrase mean? So Rashi there says it means he cut big pieces on Shabbos. Botsa Akula Sherusa. He wanted everybody to have enough, so he cut big pieces of challah on Shabbos. As quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rashba, both in Brachas and Shabbos, say what does Botsa Akula Sherusa means? He cut every challah that was in front of him. That's what Batzai Kula Shirusa means. That's the minhag that Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rashba, that the Marshal and the Gra were all makbid for this Rashba. They cut both challahs at every meal. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to be smart about it, use one big challah and one small challah by every Shabbos meal. So you don't have to have so many leftovers, one big and one small. So that is what the Rashba says. So says the Gra, what the Arizal meant was not to have 12 challahs. It said in the Zohar, what the Arizal was based on, was Yud Beis Ches, with a smidgic, with a line afterward. And what he meant was Yud Beis Chatzain, Yud Beis Halves. What did it mean, Yud Beis Halves on Shabbos? If you cut each challah in half at every meal, you end up with 12 halves on Shabbos. Because every meal is two, which are four, three meals, so you have 12 halves. And so you still have lechem mishnah, you have two at every meal, and you cut both, you end up with 12. So that's what the Zomach Lokas between Nigla and Nistar. This is two, and this is 12. That is the godless of the Gra. But the Gra says it all goes back to 12. Goes back to 12, it goes back to our Gemara right here, that the lechem apanim needed 12. 12, we know, is a, there are different numbers that are units also in Yahadus. Seven is a unit. I guess three is a unit also. There's a lot of threes in Yadus. Four, a lot of fours. But 12 is also a unit. The Shiftei Ka. Why Dafka 12? 12 of Dafka. Kadosh Baruch added. That's also some, it must be a unit. So also 12 for the Lechem Aponims. Okay, so 12 Lechem Aponims and 12 Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Kol Menachas Debos Eser Eser Minol. And how do you know all other Minchas? Where it doesn't say how many. So Gomar Milach Be Toda. So you're going to have that choice. All other minchas, do you learn it from the todas, which are 10? Do you learn it from the lechem apanim, which are 12? So we say, according to the Tanna Kamma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn it out from lechem up. You learn it out from lechem toda. They're all 10. Malahalan eser afkan eser. V'leilach v'lechem apanim. So why don't we learn all menachas from lechem apanim instead? Malahalan shtei mesrei afkan shtei mesrei. You have two models. So, as the Gemara does many times, it lists off all the similarities between each one. Mistavra Malachve Todah Velamelev. No, all voluntary minchas are more comparable to the Todas. Why? Shekain Yachid. They are both right? Voluntary minchas and the todas are carbon yachids. Ha misnadev. They can be brought voluntarily. That is a big sugya we touched on in the first parak in Zvachim. Is a carbon toda voluntary, or is there any little bit of a chova? And we know that the Gemara says, arbaim tsrichin lahodos. And we usually connect that to the carbon toda. So tsrichin, chayavin, what do we say? So misnadev. So misnadev, but we say mikra din, that a toda is considered an adava. Shemen, they both have oil. Right, the voluntary minchas and the toda has oil. Nifsal, and it can become nifsal if it is left overnight. It's going to be different than the lechem apanim, which stay for a week. And shelo b'shabbos, these are not performed on Shabbos, unlike the lechem apanim, which is performed on Shabbos. We'll get back to that. V'shelo b'tumah, and also it cannot be brought b'tumah because they're private karbanos. Right, unlike the lechem apanim, which we would say tumah hutrib tzibur if need be. So that's why that's all the comparisons between nedava, minchas nedava, and the carbon toda. So Zemara says, adarava, milachem apanim avel melech. One second, maybe the lechem apanim is a better model for carbonous nedava, better than the toda. Why? Shekein hektish, because it is kadshe kachim, lechem apanim and regular minchas lechem is kadshe kachim. Toda, tlachmi toda is kadshe kalim. Right, that could be in by Yisraelim. Ulavona, and they both have frankincense brought with them, unlike the Toda. Matzah, and they are purely matzah. And we know by the Toda, 10 out of the 40 loaves brought with the Toda is made out of chametz. Ve'etzem, and they are brought for themselves. Atzmius. They brought for themselves, unlike the lechem apanim, which are bal machlas hakarbon. There's the carbon toda that is brought, and the bread that is brought with it. So you see there's a lot of comparisons between those. The Gemara says, hanach nefishin, just count them up. Count them up. There's more comparisons to the todas than to the lechem aponims. So that is why we compare all minchas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to the todas. There is an important Rashi, which we didn't discuss earlier, because it was on the Shabbos, on daf nun tes amud aleph. The Gemara there has the same exact idea as learning out all menachas are bar matzah, not chametz. So the Rashi there says, what does it mean that, like our Gemara says here, that the lechem apanim is done on Shabbos, unlike the others? So what does that mean, that it's done on Shabbos? So Rashi there says, it's set up on Shabbos. It's set up on Shabbos. The Sidur says on the fifth to last line, Nuntes Amud Aleph, in Rashi, V'lechem apanim Sidur b'Shabbos. Ask the Rishash over there, ask the Griz over there, what malach are you doing? It's like a big chiddush. It's like, oh, lechem apanim can be done on Shabbos, unlike the minchas and the todas, they're not done on Shabbos. V'lechem apanim is done on Shabbos. What the Sidur, it's not a malach anyway. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying? Says the Ola Shlomo over there on Menachas Nuntes, says the Olah Shlomo, you're right, the Gemara here is not interested in telling you what's Doche Shabbos. It's just said what is performed on Shabbos. We're looking for differences in the nature of the Karbanos. So you're right, the Lechem Apanim is activated, so to speak, on Shabbos. That's the day that it's switched. That's the day that the Kohanim take out the old Lechem Apanim and put in the new Lechem Apanim. You're right, there's no Malacha in that. But you know what? We're not interested in bet stronger or weaker. We're not interested in just different. Right? Different. That's what the Olah Shlomo says there. Laniyas daiti nira. She'ekav anasalomar de dachi Shabbos. Ela de travayu boin b'Shabbos. The lechem apanim ba b'Shabbos kamo omer. It's talking about the omer over there. Shekar b'Shabbos lafuke minchas konim dina ba b'Shabbos klal. V'yav talav chumrahu. Hachalav mishem chumra v'kula asiyala. De ha chashiv. It talks about it, just interested in different. So you can say that Olah Shlomo right here as well. That even though it's not a chumra or a kula, but it is just saying that it is different. Okay, so we just explained Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all minchas come from 10 loaves, because they're all compared to the toda and not to the lechem apanim. Now the Gemara says, even before we go to the next line, the Shita Mekubetz says, wonders that the lechem hapanim, the lachmei toda themselves, does it say explicitly in Parshas Tzav that I have to bring 10 loaves? So it was learned out itself from a limud from Meiser, from Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, we learned that to Toda. And now we're learning Toda to all other minchas. So as the Shiva Kabat says in Os Hey, didn't we have a big sugi in Zvachim, whether you could learn Dabar Alomi Bigzer Shava, Choser Malamed? So the Gemara here doesn't even mention that. What does the Gemara mention that? That here we're learning all menachas from Toda, but Toda itself was learned out from Trumas Meiser. So the Shiva Kabat says what we said back then in Zvachim. All these limitations of Enochozer Malamed, Dabar Lamed Begzer Shava, that's all only within Kachim. And Trumas Meiser is not considered Kachim. Even though it's not Chulin, but it's Truma. Truma is not Kachim. And therefore, we wouldn't have the same rules, and you'd be able to learn it. For Trumas Meiser to Toda, that's okay. That's not called Kachim, and therefore, learning it to something else as a second step would be fine. Okay. Weiter. So, first wide line. But now within Kachim, if you want to say that anything you learn out from Gzeir Shava, you could then learn to a Binyanav. So, Nelef Mechaviti Kohen Gadol. Why don't you learn out from the Chaviti Kohen Gadol then? Chaviti Kohen Gadol, we know, are learned out from the Lechem Hapanim, as we said earlier at the beginning. So then, why don't we learn that for to other Menachas from the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol? Even if you don't want to learn it directly from Lechem Hapanim. Malahalan Shtei Mesrei Afkan Shtei Mesrei. So Gemara says, no, Mistavri Milachmei Tova Havel Lamelev. Here we go again. No, now we're comparing Lachmei Toda and Chavite Kohen Gadol. So it's better to learn all menachas from Lachmei Toda. Why? Shekein Hedyot. Both of them are brought by individual Hedyots, not the Kohen Gadol. Shehes Nadev, they're all brought in Davis. Chatsa'in. What is Chatsa'in here? Both are not brought Chatsa'in. Both the Toda and the other minchas are measured out and they're brought as is. Unlike, as we know, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which is halved in the morning. You bring the whole thing in the morning to sanctify, then you have it. Lepigol, and both of these are subject to pigol, unlike the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which are not subject to pigol. Why? Because it's not Yesh Lo Matirin. Remember the principle we had in the Mishnah Zvachim and Dachlamates, that, around there, that in order to be subject to pigol, it has to have something that is matir it. But if it's matir itself, then it's not subject to pigol. So here, the Chavite Kohen Gadol is subject to pigol. It's not subject to pigol, unlike these other two. Shalom b'Shabbos v'shalom b'Tumah, those are, just like we said before. So that's why it's like Lachmei Toda. So the Gemara says again, Adarabba, Mechavite Kohen Gadol habi l'melef. Maybe you should learn all menachas from Chavite Kohen Gadol, that it has to be 12. Shekein Yisaron, they all come with that Ishir, the Yisaron. Kli, they're all done in the Kli and not in an oven. Hektish, they all have Kedushas ha-guf, unlike the Todas. Ulavona, and they have Lavona. Matzah, the Etzem. We said those before. Hagasha ve'ishim. Hagasha, they're brought close to the Mizbeach, ve'ishim, and they're burned on the Mizbeach, unlike the Toda. And v'hani nefishin. And if you add it up, these are more. So you should learn out all menachas from the Minchas Chavitin instead of from the Lachmei Toda. So it should be 12 and not 10. So answers the Gemara, Hedyot me Hedyot adiflei. It's still better to be in that difference of Hedyot and Hedyot, so that is more defining than any of the other ones, even though there are more. Kohen Gadol, the fact that only the Kohen Gadol brings it, that makes it a qualitatively different type of mincha, and therefore you can't learn from there. Hedyot me Hedyot wins. That is all Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer Kulan Bosh demonstrate. Rabbi Yehuda just holds of all the other svaras that we rejected. All the minchas are 12. Micah Savar, why? E Svira Le Davar Halami Bezir Shava Chozem Lai Bevinyanav. If he holds of that principle, like the second possibility the Gemara said, Yolaf Bechavidim Kohen Gadol, the Hanin Efishin. So he learns it up from the Chavidim Kohen Gadol, which are more, as we just said. E Svira Le Davar Halami Bezir Shava Eno Chozem Lai Bevinyanav. Yolaf Milechem Apanim. So the Gemara says, one second. According to Rabbi Meir, who says what? Rabbi Meir says they all have to be, it's a question, it's not a statement, they all have to be 10, according to Rabbi Meir, they all have to be 12, except for the Todas and the Naziris. They all have to be 12, so why don't you learn it out? The first possibility is, if you learn it out, Gzeir Shav Chodim Al-Vinyanav, he should learn it out from the Chavite Kohen Gadol, those are more. So now we said, if he doesn't hold of that, why don't you learn it out from the Lechem Hapanim? So the Gemara says, Hektish me Hektish Adiflei. He still likes to say, in the world of Hektish, that's why he doesn't compare it to Todas. Right, that's why he doesn't compare it to Todas. You can all read it as one big statement, but you have to just get to the last line of Hektish me Hektish Adiflei, which means that's why he doesn't compare it to Todas, which doesn't have Kedushas Ha-Guf. Okay, period. Just one ha'ara on the Shaka Vatari, and that is the Gemara here clearly called the Chavite Kohen Gadol a carbon yachid, it seemed to be. It's not, it's hedi, it's not hediyot, but it seemed to call it a carbon yachid. We discussed when this came up in the Pashi Urim that the Chavite Kohen Gadol is somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. The language of the Mikdash David, which we mentioned, I'll mention it again, the language of the Mikdash David in Simin Lamed was that it's not a Chovas Gavra like other Chovos, it's Chovas Klal Yisrael that is brought by the Kohen Gadol. That is why you have some sources that say the Chavite Kohen Gadol is a Yachid, and some say that it's a Tzipur. Because you have, for example, why is it that if the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, then the rest of Klal Yisrael finishes off the carbon, if you don't want to appoint a new one in the afternoon. They bring the other ones. Well, how can they be the other ones? I thought it's Chovas Yachid of the Kohen Gadol. No, because it's brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But if they appoint a new Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, then he brings another one. So it's not even a mechuyev of each original, each personal Kohen Gadol. Because if he dies, the other one has to bring it. You can't do tashlumin. How could you only bring the afternoon one if you didn't bring the morning one? So you have this dichotomy. It's in the middle. That it's somewhat Bnei Yisrael based and somewhat Kohen Gadol based. That's an important Mikdash David to be aware of. And that's the lumdis of Chavite Kohen Gadol. With the Arsameh said, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Right, we had the Mishnah earlier on Daf Nun Aleph, which said, where does the money come from if you don't appoint the new Kohen Gadol? Right, does it come from the Yarshim or does it come from the Lishka? So that would the Ar Sameach says maybe that Machlokes Tanoim is about whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur. That was the Mishnah we had back on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis on top. Okay, weiter. Lachmei Toda Chutz Lachmei Toda Nizir Sheibos Eser, except for the Lachmei Toda. Those for sure come 10, according to everybody. Lachmei Todeh Behedyeh Ksibud. Lachmei Todeh, it's Behedyeh, it's explicitly. Or as the Shibu Kubetza said earlier, it's explicit along with the Leman from Trubas Meiser. Nazirus the Amar Mar, Shlomo, the Rabbo Shalmei Nazir, the word of Pasha Sabai Todeh includes Shalmei Nazir. Period. Amar of Tovi Barkisna, Amar Shmuel, Lachmei Todeh Sha'afan Arba Chalos Yatza. The Lachmei Todeh is supposed to be brought 40 loaves. 10 of each type. 10 of each type. Then you give one of each type to the Kohen, and the other 36 are eaten by the Bailam and the Bailam's friends. But what happens if you didn't make 40? You made 4. You made 4 big challahs, one of each type. So says Shmuel, you're still Yotze. I've been in Arbaim. Don't you need 40? Le mitzvah, that's only lechachila. I've been in Arbaim. Don't you have to give a little bit of each one to the Kohanim? Don't you have to bring one to the Kohanim of each type? If you want to say, you break off a little bit. You take off a little bit of each challah to give to the Kohanim. Echad amar rachmana shelo yitol pros. No, you're supposed to give him a whole piece. You're not supposed to give him a broken piece. So what do you give to the Kohanim? How can you say it's kosher? So the Afrashinu Balisha. The case is where you gave him a piece when it was still in the dough stage. So that's not a whole, but what do you see from this? The din of giving echad is not that you have to give a whole, just you can't give broken. So if you give a piece of dough, that's not broken. Even though it's not, you can make it into a whole challah. But as long as it's not broken, it is good enough. Meisve, another kasha on Shmuel, Sheriba, Kolomenachis, Sheriba b'midas chalasan, Oshem mi'e b'midas chalasan, Kesheros, any mincha that you made more or less chalas is kosher, chutz, milachem apanim, mechavidiko en gadol, velachmei todev en aziris. Question marks. You see lachmei todev on the list. Kasha on Shmuel. How could Shmuel argue on the Brisa? So who da amar? Shmuel holds ki haitano. Titania. Kala badachas shariba bebidas chalasa de shemi bebidas chalasa ksheros. Chutz mi lechem apanim. Vechaviti kohen gadol. Shmuel holds like the Tanakama here. Because lachmei todev are not on the list. So lachmei todev also. If you made more chalas than you're supposed to, it is okay. Vyeish omrim. Af lachmei todev naziris. The other opinion holds even lachmei todev naziris. But Shmuel could hold like opinion number one. Good. Amar Rav Huna, Viter. Another case where you switch the number. Minchas Ma'afeh She'ofa Chala Achas Yatza. The Minchas Ma'afeh is supposed to be 10. We mentioned they all have to be matzah, or they all have to be all have to be rekikin, or they all have to be chalos, except we had one there that could be if they split. But either way, let's say you only made one. Yatza, you are Yotze. My taima, Matzas Ksiv. Because it says matzas. Matzas is like a singular lashon, not matzos. Matzkevar of papa, time of the ksiv matzas. What the reason that it works as one is because it says matzas haksiv matzos lo. If it would have said, if it would have been written matzos, you would not be able to make it only one. So what about Shmuel? Which we just said, matzos. There it says matzos. Didn't Shmuel say you're yotze even with one? But it says matzos there. But I thought the reason is because it says matzas. So yeah, it says how he plead good. You're right. Shmuel would argue on this. What Shmuel would say, you don't need the matzas in order to say that one would be yotze. Even without matzas, it would be okay. Why dafka does Rav Huna say, give the example of minchas mafet that you made one challah? But any other minchas? Shmuel, you could say he spoke about the Todah because Todah has special 40 loaves. But why dafka did Rav Huna talk about minchas ma'afeh? They saw one of the Achronim discuss that minchas ma'afeh might be more defined by its baking than the other minchas. The other minchas is about a certain type of shear that you have to give, and then there's an avoda that's done to it. But that might not be as definitional. If you miss some of the avodos of the other minchas, so then, or you didn't do it in the right way, lo bala, lo pasas, all the ones we said, but the evidence might be okay. But the minchas mafeh, what makes this unique? It's baked in the tanur. And we know there are different types of this minchas mafeh. So that's why this might be more definitional, so you might have said there that the number is more important. Kamash malan, it's not. Kamash malan, even there. Okay. Another two mishnayos. Right, stacked with the Mishnayos at the end of this parak. Omer hayaba isar and mishal asayin. The Omer was you processed an isaron of barley flour from 3 sa'ah. You started off with 3 sa'ah. An isaron is a tenth of an epha, and an epha is 3 sa'ah. So you have a lot to work with. That's why you have to crush it and grind it in order to get an isaron. Shtei alechem, shtei sesaron, and mishal asayin. Shtei alechem. You started off with the same three sin, but you had to get out more. Meaning it wasn't as, sounds like you didn't have to work it as hard to get to the isronos. And lechem apanim, esrim v'arba, esronim, me esrim v'arba sa'in. The most flexible. So my time, what's the reason in the Mishnah for the different shiurim? So the Gemara says, kiva de me chadesh asi, umi sa'orin asi. Barley is the hardest to work with. And also the new grain, it's the hardest. It's not as soft. So isaron muvchar lo asi ela mishal asayin. That's what you got to have a lot. Yet if you want an isaron, that ratio you have to get it from 3 sa'ah. Shtei alechem shtei esronos mishal asayin. What about shtei alechem? You're a little more less stringent. Why? Kivud the mechitan asin. Wheat are easier to work with. So since it comes from wheat, aval gadam mechadash asin. Even though it also comes from chadash, you have that factor. Shtei esronos asin mishal asayin. That's why you can have the middle ratio. Lechem hapanim. Esrim barba esronos be esrim barba sayin. Why? Is that the easiest? The most flexible? Why? My time. Kiva de mechitan asu. Umi yashan asu. Since it comes from chitan and it comes from yashan, so it's very soft. So isaron mufchar asim yisa. All you need is a sa'ah. As long as you have a sa'ah, so that would be enough. Right? An isaron per sa'ah. Tanu rabbanan. Vayter. Kal menacha shariba midas esronos shemid midas esaron psulos. Any mincha that at the end of the processing you end with more or less than an isaron, that passes. You have to have an isaron process. Why? Rashi quotes two days, either a svara or a gzeiras hakasev. Rashi, actually in the Ksav Yad. Rashi, if you look on the fourth line of the Ksav Yad, psulos, because you need an exact kometz from the isaron, and therefore if you don't have an exact isaron, then your kometz is going to be faulty. Or number two is Xeris Akasiv, he quotes, right, you need Isaron, Dafka, it says Shalosh Yisron Lapar, Shalosh Yisron Lapar, Shalosh Yisron Lapar. So if you have too much or too little Isaron at the end, that's puzzle. Reba Bamida Sain Shalohan, Oshamid Bamida Sain Shalohan Xeris. But if you had more or less to start with the sin, then the evidence is okay. The Gemara, basically the Mishnah is giving good advice. Good advice. You should have more if it's Sa'orin, if it's Chadash, more or less. But B'di'eved, that is okay. That's just giving advice. But at the end, the Isronos that you do the actual mincha with, that has to be exact. Last Mishnah, Masnison. Ha'omer, Hayeminufe B'shlosh Esrei, Nafe. The Omer was sifted with 13 sieves. 13 sieves. Why? Rashi says, Halakha L'moshe M'sinai. Special din has got to be sifted over and over. You want to get the very, very perfectly fine flour. Shtei halechem b'shtei misrei with 12 seeds. Lechem apanim yud aleph. Lechem apanim with 11. Rib Shimon Omer lo haylen kitzva. No, there was no definite amount. The Rashi in the Ksav Yad says he's only arguing on the lechem upon him. But others say on all. But that's Rashi. There was no specific amount. Ela solos menufik ol socha hayimavi. Reb Shimon says you could just get fine flour brought to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to process it in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema v'lakakta solas. Boys, take solas. V'yafisosa. Achede menufik ol socha. Just make sure it is menufa, it is sifted very well, but you don't have to process it yourself. Taner Rabbanan, bedaka bagasa, bedaka bagasa. You use different sifters, the 13, the 12, and the 11. First you use a fine one, then you use a coarse one, then a fine one, then a coarse one, because you go back and forth to try to get the big pieces and the coarse pieces out. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, shlos esrei nafos hayiv mikdash. They had 13 sieves, or sifters in the mikdash. Zu lamala mizu, vizu lamala mizu. Each one was used above another one, so that right after one went through one sifter, it went into the other one, and it got processed that way. El yona kolto subin, tachtona kolto solas. The upper one caught the subin, which was the coarse bran, and the tachtona, the lower one, even caught the solas, the fine. This is machlokas, exactly how this worked. Did you have all in a row? Did you go back and forth? Okay, we're not going to go into the details, but this was they had a special way of processing the flour. Rabbi Shimon Omer Lohayelam Kitzvah. There was no specific Kitzvah definite amount. Tana Rabbanan. Soles via Fisosa. Soles, and it was baked. Milamed She Nikachas Soles. Rabbi Shimon says you learn from there that you could buy it as flour. Uminayin Shafilu Chitin. How do you know even as wheat you're allowed to buy it? Tamalomer Velokachta Mikol Makom. Yochalach Bishar Menachas Kain. You might think by other Menachas as well, not just the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, or maybe not just the Lechem Aponim, which was what Rashi said you're arguing on, but only there are specific ones mentioned in the Mishnah. You might think, oh, by all other Menachas, you could also buy them already processed. Tamalomer Osa. No, osa, mipnei ha-chischun. Only because of the chischun is it allowed. My mipnei ha-chischun. What does that mean? Amar Abelazar, ha-Torah chasa amamon shel Yisrael. The Torah has rachmanis on the mamon of Yisrael, and bread is cheaper than flour, and therefore you have the option. You have the option of buying anything you want when it comes to the lechem aponim, because that's every week that you have to have a lot of. That's what the Torah has more flexibility. Masha'inka, when it comes to other minchas, no. By other minchas, you have to go through the whole processing. But when it comes to what's most common, the Torah has rachmanis on the Mamonos of Yisrael, it could be cheaper. Hey, Charabiza, where's the source for this? Dechsiv, Hishkisa, Sa'idav, Esbirun. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in not only giving water to Bnei Yisrael, but even giving water to their animals. The principle of two issues that come up. The principle of a Torah Chasa Mamonos of Yisrael comes up in various places in Shas. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin, the shofars of fast days. The shofars of fast days were made out of silver and not gold, because a Torah Chasa Mamonos of Yisrael. The shofars that were used. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamites, says that the kalfi that they used to put the pieces in, Lashem Lazazel, so that was made out of wood. Again, it wasn't because the Torah Chasa Mamonos of Yisrael. The shovel that was used every day to get the coals for the ktores, that was made out of silver, then they put it into gold. Why? Because you don't want to stick the gold one in, because that would get ruined over time. HaTorah Chasa Mamonos of Yisrael. There are various times that this comes up. It says A, where this principle comes up. The issue that is discussed by the Achronim is, why sometimes do we have this principle of the Torah has Rachmanis, I'll call the Mamonos of Yisrael, while other times we have the principle in Kachim, Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiris. You don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no poverty in the place of Ashiris. I was emailed this question a few months ago by someone. But when do you say one, when do you say the other? So I think I mentioned one time since then this issue. But there are two answers to that question. Number one, some Achronim, I saw in the Tshuva Me'ava, I think, in the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, Tshuva Me'ava says, that principle of Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiris applies to Kodshei HaGuf, Klei Shareis, items that have inherent Kedusha. Masha'enkin, if something doesn't have, it's not Kedushas HaGuf, it's not going to be as a carbon, so then maybe you don't apply this principle. You got to work that out, whether that works. We just said the shovel case, you apply our principle of Atarach Chassam Manashe Yisrael. And he says that by all kedushas aguf you apply in his b'kama shiras. But that is one derech that some achronim go with. I saw yesterday that Tiferes Yisrael in Tamid. Oh, I just lost my place here. Tiferes Yisrael in Tamid in Perek Hey Os Chav Zayin. And this will finish. Perek Hey Os Chav Zayin. There it's talking about the Torahs. Mishnah Zach, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Zach b'machta, noto machta za kesef, v'ala l'roshim is beach. You take a silver shovel, uponatzak achalam helach v'helach, v'chat v'yorad, v'iran l'toch shel zahav. Then you put it into the gold, and you take the gold one into the heichal. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, Tator chasan amamonash Yisrael. Even though it says in Zvachim, ein machaps in Bigdei Kahuna, right, Bigdei Kahuna get dirty and worn out, you just get new ones. Why? Ein anis makam ashiris. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, there is no set rule. There is no set rule. Nitzna nasna chasan l'chachamim. Chazal decided when we apply the principle of Ein Anis Malka Mashiris, when do we apply the principle of Atorah Chazal Monash Yisrael? Nearly, Tahakol Fi Hefsid, Fi Hakol Fi Kvoda Avoda, Fi Hakol Fi Atzarech. So it depends. And that's why the Kohen Gadol is allowed to use gold because he gets weak on Yom Kippur. Uba Maturitz Kamasugis Peshas. There's no rule. It's basically the easiest answer. The easy answer is that Chazal decided in different cases, based on the Tzarech, when would they would apply one, when they would apply the other. And also here, in terms of explaining what a Kadosh Baruch Hu demands of us, right, that's what they also use that to apply. There's one other, there was a discussion in the Achronim for the source. Why sometimes here the Torah gives the source of Bamidbar, we have another source of Atorah Chasa Mamon Hashay Yisrael. What's the other source? You know what the other source of Atorah Chasa quoted is? The other example, the other makar quoted is the I'll just quote a few is the from Parshas Mitzora that the Kohen says everything should be taken out of the Bayis HaMenuga before it declares it a Bayis HaMenuga because Torah Chasam I want to show Yisrael. Rashi quotes it there on the Torah because he doesn't want to be in Tami everything and see it's said to take it out first. Okay, either way, why two sources that are discussed. This takes us Hadrolach Ilam Nachazik Batzos Baruch Hashem. Another parak. The next parak is all about Karban Toda. Karban Toda, and Baruch Hashem, we get back into that tomorrow. Okay, we'll continue.